Blog Talk Radio.
If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So wrong enough that both are faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. I remember down in Houston, we were putting on a show, when a cowboy in the back stood up and yelled, "Hot Night Joe!" He said, "We love what you're doing, boys, don't get us wrong. There's just something missing in your song. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So raw enough that both are faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band." So we dusted off our boots and put our cowboy hats on straight. Them Texans raised the roof when Jeff opened up his cage. You say y'all all want a two-step, you say you want a do-si-do. Well, here's your fiddling song before we go. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So raw's enough that both are faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man. So raw's enough that both are faded love, and let's all dance. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band.
Yola. I am filling in for Alice. He's feeling a wee bit under the weather tonight. And Bill, you here?
I'm here.
All righty. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Got beautiful weather here in Indiana.
We finally hit 67 today. I can't wait to get warm again.
Well, it's coming. Give it a couple days.
Yeah, we've got high 70s, it's the rain. It just won't stop every day for over a week now. Gloomy rain.
Well, we was needing rain here, and we got a little bit of it, but we could probably use some more.
Well, you could take it.
Farmers, it's that season, and it started off fairly dry. I don't know how. It seemed like we had rain, but they said we was in a small drought. It should be over by now. And everything I see is blooming, crops is growing, looking good.
That's good.
Beautiful weather.
That's great. I hope it's not too hot in July. I am so looking forward to being there.
Oh, I am too. I agree. I hope it's not too hot. And I also hope it doesn't rain.
Well, you know, we can still have fun. It'll be warm enough. The water will be warm. You're going to be wet anyway, so.
That's right. And if it did rain, we have the pavilion, and it's big enough to hold all of us.
Right. I wish people would start saying if they're coming or not, though. That would help a lot.
It sure would. I don't think we'll run up short.
No, I don't imagine so.
I think we're going to have a really good time. The people there, they're anxious for us to be there. They're hoping that a lot more of us come, too. And I keep putting it up on the Internet in places, and I know that you do, too.
Yeah.
And that's about all we can do. I mean, as far as Sunday and eating, I don't think we'll have any problem putting something together for everybody to eat.
Either that or, you know, we could do that. Everybody pitch in, and we just...
some burgers and hot dogs, whatever.
Yeah, just something.
I mean, we are camping.
That's right. Burgers and
hot
dogs. Okay, you go for it. I'm going to sit back
today,
and
today. It seems like Hollis and I always end up on caucus night. Somehow.
God.
They're always on Tuesdays, and that's when Hollis and I are on. And tonight, we got caucuses going on in several different states. But everyone's eyes are fixed on Wisconsin.
Yes.
And yes, Governor Walker and the battle with the unions. So much so that now Eric Holder is sending, he sent his Department of Justice there.
Well, sure.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
But it's not Eric Holder. I just want to put some things, this is how my mind's eye sees all this. State tries to put in voter ID law. Eric Holder and the Justice Department throw a fit about it and block it. States try to purge dead voters and illegal aliens and felons from their voting rolls, and Eric Holder and the Justice Department step in and try to block it.
Yep.
If anyone else cannot see that Eric Holder is aiding in the commission of voter fraud, they're blind.
That's right.
And the only reason he would send his DOJ to Wisconsin is to try to screw the election in favor of the Democratic Party. It's not like Eric Holder is unbiased. He has showed he is biased. He has showed himself to be a racist. And I just find it ironic that, and I noticed there was a lot of people posting today on many of the different sites, on Breitbart and other places, about people watching the Justice Department at these polling booths.
Yeah. I read somewhere, yeah, too, that they had some type of a meeting, Democrat meeting of some sort. I wish I had taken notes,
yeah,
when I saw it. To
well,
the
yeah
effect that everybody there had to have identification, or we're not allowed in.
And yeah, that's the Democratic convention. That was a Democratic convention, and I'm thinking it was in the Eastern Coast there, where they're going to be. And yeah, they got to have ID to get in, photo
yeah
ID to get in.
Yes.
But you don't have to have photo ID to vote, folks. You don't even
no
got to be a citizen.
God forbid, don't have photo ID. Why?
And,
I am going to absolutely refuse to vote unless they make me show identification.
Well, I'm in Indiana. And here's the craziness of it. I'm in Indiana. We legally have voter ID. We won at the Supreme Court. That should be a precedent. And no way should Eric Holder be able to block other states from following suit.
That's right.
The Department of Injustice, because it seems like everything these people did is totally against justice. The gun walking scandal and hiding emails and stuff and not releasing them. The Black Panthers situation, the Trayvon Martin stuff. I mean, it just goes on and on. These people do not know what, the Eric Holder does not know what the word justice means. everybody should send him a copy of the word justice and the meaning out of the dictionary behind it. Everybody out there should send that to him. Maybe he will understand what the word is if he sees it 1,000,000,000,000,000 times. But in Wisconsin, Walker's had the lead in all the polls. I don't see how he could really lose, except by voter fraud.
And yeah,
you know they're gonna,
well,
I know the unions are bussing people in from Chicago and other places. Now, that's just how these people think a fair election goes. You let the other side do anything like this, and these people would be screaming to high heaven. There'd be arrest. There'd be arrest.
Yeah.
But who's gonna rein in Eric Holder? Who's gonna bring him to justice? Nobody in this administration.
No, apparently not.
I don't see that Boehner's gonna step up and do anything except try to block ISA.
Yeah.
And that to me is like you're just as bad as he is then. You're a part of it. You're conspiring to conceal from the American people the truth.
That's true.
And how we let these people get away with the laws that they violate when they break the Constitution and no one squawks. And it really sets me on edge because I'm thinking, you know, if I was one of these GOP congressmen or senators and some of this crap happened, I'd be screaming my head off.
Right.
I'd be like that guy from Illinois. I'd be standing up punching paper. It's just ridiculous. Why aren't they standing up?
That's a good question. Why doesn't anyone just... Why don't we all, probably because we'll be arrested, why don't we all just go to the offices of our congresspeople and just... refuse to leave. Just stand there. You know, and let's have our own occupation.
But, it's a great idea, but if we did that, that would give him a reason to declare martial law.
That is so true.
And that's the thing we got to stay away from as much as we can.
True.
We don't want violence at any cost.
Well, I didn't say be violent, but not
it's,
your
well, they would consider
it would
violence if you wouldn't leave.
Right.
Yeah. We're not the Occupy people that can get by with that kind of stuff
yeah,
and the
right.
press write good stuff about us.
Yeah.
We're being attacked by liberal loons daily. People like Cher and Sarah Jessica, whatever the heck her name is, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Sarah Jessica.
Yeah. Who cares? I'm sorry, but I don't recognize her as being a main top actress.
No.
And
nor does she impress me much.
No. I've never watched Sex in the City. Have no intention of ever watching it.
Sir. And there is, I sit there and I see commercials for, I used to watch the nighttime shows on Channel 5, some of them, you know, like Y5O, NCIS, that type of show. And we do, but right now it's summer, so there's nothing on. And I'm sitting there, and I'm watching the shows that they're putting on for the summer entertainment, and they're so idiotic. There's a guy that deals with dogs emotionally and overweight and, you know, like the dog talker type thing. Those are things.
Yeah, the dog whisperer.
Yeah, dog whisperer.
Yeah. Did he make contact with the dog that Obama ate?
Yeah, right. For real.
But
that's garbage. That's all you see is garbage.
I can remember a few years back, you might remember this. There was a lady called Miss Cleo. And the first time I saw her commercial, it was like the Psychic Hotline or something. And I saw the commercial, and it got down. I looked over at the people that were sitting there with me, and I said, well, if she's so psychic, why don't she call me? She'd know I need her to call me.
She would know. That's right.
Yeah.
Shows how smart she is.
Scam after scam.
Yeah, yeah. And this stuff is just so damn childish and immature, it makes me ill. Why can't they put something at least semi-intelligent?
The actions. The right holds it, the conservative base and stuff, the Tea Party on it, holds themselves to a higher standard than the left does.
True.
And it shows in their actions. When the environmentalists get together in a big for a big to-do, they leave, and they leave the place trashed.
Mm-hmm.
This is and they're getting on us. When the Tea Party went to D.C., they left the place cleaner than it was when they got there.
Yeah. It was meticulous when we left.
And look what Occupy's left. Syringes, mm-hmm. You know, just human waste, Yeah, there's a big difference in the standards that the right is holding itself to and the left holds itself to.
That's right.
I'm not a Romney fan, but if he's the guy, then he needs to get out here and start swinging.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't tiptoe around the tulips with Obama, because he's going to go for your juggler mitt.
Yeah.
Go for his.
I just find that, you know, I'm not crazy about Romney. You know, I'm not going to deny it. He is not my choice. And I don't think he's a whole lot different than what we've got, but he's a slower version, I think.
I don't think he would be as bad, but I think you're right. He's just a slower version.
Mm-hmm.
He was picked by the same people who picked both the Bushes for us.
Yeah.
And both the Bushes bought into Agenda 21, so you know he's going to. And there's our threat. Our threat ain't so much from the inside as it is the top people of our country giving us away to a foreign body, the UN,
yep.
And letting them take control over our seas and our lands and our people and just giving up our country.
Yes, sir. That was some post there on Facebook of all places, huh? We've been across some pretty good ones, you and I both, and Miss Terry.
Well, now, remember all those people that were shouting for Mitch Daniels? And I kept trying to tell them then that he was a globalist.
Yeah.
You're seeing all this stuff happen in Indiana, and you think the governor did it. The governor didn't do crap. He didn't do jack squat.
Right.
See, Mitch didn't want to fight for the charter. He wanted the charter school thing. He didn't want to fight right to work. And he didn't want to fight the death tax and some of those other issues that were fought. Mitch didn't want to fight them. It was our state legislators that went ahead and fought them and then laid it on his desk.
Yeah.
And he got the credit for it.
Well, of course. You know, just but like
Mitch,
Nazi there in the White House killed Bin Laden. You know? He thinks he deserves all the credit.
Well, that's true. And then you got Bill Clinton and him running around saying the two of them spent the least of any president, so they're lying out their ass.
I like that one. I thought, you know, it's something that made me laugh today, so that was a good thing.
Oh, I'm telling you. Some of the things that they pull, and you got to think, how do they believe we're that dumb? Some of the things that Nancy Pelosi says and Debbie Wasserman Schultz says, you got to wonder, I mean, how come they think we are that dumb?
I don't know, honestly. I don't get it.
I don't understand it. I don't understand why people see that if you're out here in real life, you'll see things getting better.
Right.
It's a fake front put up. We're on the verge of economic collapse. We got interest coming up here in the next year or so that we got to start paying, and we don't have the money to pay that.
Nope.
And they want to spend more.
Yeah. And they'll do it. It won't matter what the people say.
It hasn't so far. But when our generation starts passing off and everything. And the younger generation starts getting up into the 10 more years down the road or so, if it lasts that long, I think they're brighter than that, and I think they'll wake up way before that to the fact that it's them. It's them that's going to pay the price for all this reckless spending. It's not us older people. It's you.
Yeah.
It's you people in college right now, you people graduating high school, you people who just graduated college. It's all of you. It's going to be on you.
They won't listen.
They're the ones going to feel the pain.
Right. And they're also the ones that won't just will not listen. A good share of them don't want to hear it.
Well, that's because they spent years being brainwashed in this education
system. In school, exactly.
Yeah. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. And that's what it is, our education system is. We keep throwing billions and billions and billions of dollars at it, and it doesn't get any better. Matter of fact, our kids are getting dumber.
That is true. Very true.
And if they was really to look into it, they realize that that's all by design.
Well, I sent my kids. I'm referring a lot to my own children. But I sent one email sent out yesterday.
The UN
that they would
wants
just
to ban homeschooling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, I just got to think, what business is it of the UN that people homeschool their kids? Where do they think they get this power that they can dictate?
Look at everything they're doing now with the being involved with the Agenda 21. Why?
Rio. What they would just look at the Rio deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ain't nothing but a bunch of crazy demands.
Yep, that's right.
You got the environmental nets being used by the government and by the carbon scammers, the people who plan to get rich off of carbon taxes through the exchanges and stuff. Pushing, you know, they're just using them, and they're falling for it.
Yes.
They're using animal lovers, and they're falling for it.
Yep.
The whole thing, Bloomberg and the soda. I heard him say today, well, if you want more, buy two. And I said that before. He had it figured out. He's going to put an extra tax on that second one. You're going to get taxed. Instead of buying one big one and getting taxed, you're going to get taxed more for having to buy two.
I missed that one. I've never been to New York City. We live almost about the same ways from New York City as to Washington, D.C. And that took us between 5.5 and 6 hours. So that's how far we are from New York City. I've never been there. In fact, I don't think Nick's ever been there. And I'm glad.
I've been there, but it was a cool place to go see, but I was just as happy to get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
And I could say the same thing about San Francisco. Neither one of those two places I would ever recommend anybody to go. And it's not because they don't have beautiful sights and things like this. It's because of their ideologies.
Right.
Around here, you would be shunned if you acted like they do in San Francisco or New York.
I've never been anywhere. In that direction, even. But I guess the furthest I've been would be Temple, Texas. I did go, but that was 100 years ago when I was 16, 15 even.
Yeah, and I've been all, a lot of places, and you meet a lot of different kinds of people. And like Rod says, it is true, Rod, the younger generation is afraid of our generation because they have been taught that our generation is bad.
Yeah.
Because we believe in principles and values and the Constitution and free market and capitalism and a republic, and we don't believe in socialism. We're bad. So they've been taught that, and they've been taught to fear us. And our generation, like on the other hand, turns around, looks at them, and thinking, "Yeah, we got to lock our doors and windows." And put no, I don't know about bars. We don't. I don't know anybody who has that lives out around where I live or anywhere around me that has bars on their windows. We do lock our doors, but we didn't
use. I've seen lots of bars in Syracuse. I don't live there, but I've seen them.
Well, the bar gets in the way if you're trying to shoot somebody.
I think we've got Robert on the line. Hello, Robert.
I don't think so. I don't think I can.
It's Mr. Michael Magic.
Magic. Michael.
I don't think I can sound Jewish.
No, it's not the sound guy who was trying to second guess the phone number, the area code. I didn't even think of your area code.
Direction.
When?
I want to apologize to everybody for not being around for a week or 10 days or 2 weeks. I don't know how long it was, but I had a med thing going on here. I still do. So anyway,
not
to link on that, but I just want to let you know that you were always in my thoughts. And my wife kept asking me, when's the last time you listened to a show?
She's trying to get you back to the action, huh?
Go ahead.
We understand when you have medical problems and stuff. Both of us have had the same problems here or there, had a problem here or there and been gone. But we don't forget. Okay. We keep everybody in our prayers, and we're glad when you come back.
Well, thank you so much. And I called because you were talking about taxes and stuff like that. And does anybody remember the Global Poverty Act from 2006, 2007?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that thing is just, I mean, it's got United Nations take over the world via the global elite written all over it. I mean, I'm looking at it right now. It's like, it's just unbelievable, And I still cannot believe that people just sit back and don't do anything and don't care, and they're not going to until it personally affects them and their pocketbook. Then maybe they'll step up.
Yeah, but by then it'll be too late.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what it is. It's global welfare. As Rod just typed in there, tax the rich nations and give to the poor nations. But Rod, you know how that, and Michael, we all know how that works. It's just like when we gave to Haiti for the hurricane victims in Haiti. How much of the money never got there?
I don't know. I couldn't even begin to tell you.
A very small percentage of what we give got there.
Right. I have learned since then that the Red Cross does not spend the money where they claim they are sending it. Only a small portion. The rest goes for other whatevers.
Oh, yeah.
And Red Cross is not the only one that does that.
If you want to know how the UN works, remember the Oil for Food deal? Kofi Annan's son got involved?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And how that brought up, and there was all that corruption in that. It's the same way. If the UN comes into your country and takes money from your country, you can bet not very much of that money they took is going to get to the countries that it's supposed to be getting to.
Right.
It's going to get to the UN to build their power, to build their wealth.
Absolutely.
It does. And the sad thing is, Rod, we could be putting these people that that can work, we could be putting these people to use cleaning streets, picking up trash, painting, doing whatever. Make them feel useful. And maybe it'll give them incentive to go out and find a better paying job.
That would be good.
Instead, no, we're going to hire a whole bunch of people, call them city workers, that join the union. We're paying outrageous price for these people to do that.
Yeah.
It don't make sense.
No, it doesn't. Not at all. Not at all.
Hang on 1 second while I throw the cat out.
Throw the cat out. That sounds rather mean. Michael, are you still there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here. I was actually looking on my local television station, which is an NBC affiliate.
Website.
And they ran a story in there about how they caught this guy growing marijuana, and they gave him, like, you know, a year and a half in jail or prison, and $1,000 fine. You know, when, you know, people all around this country, you know, we already cannot afford to even keep violent criminals in prison. Why not give this guy a $10,000 fine, let him pay it off over 10 years, okay, and give him, you know, 3 months in the county jail?
Why not utilize the nonviolent workforce to do your roadways and stuff? It was done before. Why not make the prison self-sustaining and cut that cost out instead of paying for prisons, make them pay for themselves?
Oh, it used to be like that, yeah. They used to have the old chain gangs, I guess, eh?
Yeah. Well, here in Indiana, they had what they called the State Farm. And they grew the food, they raised the animals and butchered them and did all the processing, and they fed all the inmates in the state.
Well, you know why they don't do all of that stuff, right?
Well, cronyism. Somebody's buddy had canned goods, and you don't need to grow stuff. I got canned goods, you can get a kickback. And then you don't need to make your own clothes. I got clothes, you can get a kickback. That's how it works.
Yeah, it doesn't fit into the agenda of
exactly
where they want everything to go. You know, it's all about money and greed, and that's and power, and that's where they want it to end up. So
and
whatever
they
they're going to focus it, you know, in those directions. I mean, you know, doctors and the pharmaceutical industry is, you know, a real, real good example of that, because there are a lot of things out there that can help people that are natural that can take the place of expensive drugs, but doctors won't do it because they get a kickback, you know?
Exactly. And part of the health care bill, Obamacare, was to give them all power over those things, so that even to get those things, you're going to have to go to a doctor and get a prescription. A prescription to buy aloe vera, you know, what bull crap.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're just,
well,
and Rob mentioned wildfires. In California a couple of years ago, someone tried to get them to use inmates, nonviolent inmates, to pick the food, the vegetables and fruit. And people threw a fit, so we don't want those inmates out in those fields. But when they had wildfires burning in California, they sure weren't complaining when 2,300 of them was out there fighting that wildfire for them. Now, if they can fight your wildfires for you, and I'm sure they got inmates fighting that fire down there. We had inmates helping when the hurricane went through, or the tornado went through here. I mean, you know, Henryville's right there beside it, not more than less than 2 miles. And
right,
those inmates were out there helping clean up and do everything, too. If you can use them in those situations, then why the hell can't you use them all the time and save the state's huge cost?
Well, because then they wouldn't be able to take the money the way they want to.
That's exactly it.
Would be the only answer I can come up with.
Let me tell you an amazing fact. In Indiana, it is the state inmates who do the state payroll.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Them.
They just, you know, they can use them for that.
Yeah, there you go. Make sure they all get paid, huh?
That's it.
I like that. Yeah. What do you think, Michael?
Well, as long as they don't get a check, you know, the inmates, because there's so many unemployed out there that don't get a check.
Yeah, really. And the unemployed that have quit looking because there's nothing for them.
If an inmate gets paid to do that, he gets paid, I guarantee you, less than $2 a day.
Right.
There are no high-paying jobs in the prison system. Not for inmates.
No, what do they get, like 50 cents for laundry?
I don't know how much they get now. State pay is, used to be, it was like, if you did nothing but clean the rooms and mop the floors and sweep and stuff, you got 50 cents a day. The highest paying people were the people in testing department and probably people on road crews. And see, Indiana has road crews where inmates go out and work on roads and stuff. They're always down here on 65 cutting weeds, mowing, and doing that. They were getting $1.25 a day.
Really? Doesn't sound like an awful lot.
No, it's not. But, you know, it's enough for them to buy their soap and whatever they need.
True.
And that's, you know, that's how they, a lot of them live off of that. That's how they that's how they have to buy their shampoo, their coffee, whatever they have to buy.
Right. Sorry about that noise. I hit the wrong button. You still
there? It just makes more sense to me to utilize that workforce and instead of letting them sit there.
Yeah.
What are you teaching a nonviolent criminal when you stick him in a cell all day long around violent criminals?
Right.
It still costs money, though, to keep these people in prison. We still have to pay for guards and their benefits, okay? I think for a lot of nonviolent criminals that, you know, and this is just my opinion, but, you know, I think they should be heavily fined, where they learn their lesson by having less income when that is what they originally were trying and probably are in jail for getting more. You know, let's grow 500 marijuana plants and I'll make lots of money. Well, sorry, bud, this is going to cost you, you know, 20 grand over, you know, 20 years or 10 years or whatever. And I just think that's a really, really good lesson, and it doesn't cost you, me, or anyone else, okay? Except we get money back. We get money into our state financial system from the fines that they pay.
Well, if we was going to go that route, I'm going to be honest. I think that fining a guy for growing marijuana is about done. You don't find people that are making alcohol and, you know, it's going over the limit to think that you're going to do that, because then you help create the problem and incinerate the problem we already have with the drug war, where we've spent billions and billions and billions. Paying a fine, okay, the guy goes, you send the guy out to prison when he gets out. You know how hard a time that guy has not finding a job?
Yeah, true.
How's he going to pay a fine? So if he can't pay the fine, you put him back in. Who's the cost to him?
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's not a nonviolent criminal, okay? And I don't know about other states, but in Michigan, if you are sentenced to under 1 year, then you go to a county jail. If it's over a year,
it's
you go
that
to
way
a,
here.
You go to a prison. So if you sentence somebody to even 6 months in a county jail, okay, you know, think about it. It's probably a long time for the average person who has never been there, okay? So having a fine on top of that and having just a county jail behind you should not hinder you from being able to find a job that much if you really, you know, want one, or if you even want to start your own business. I mean,
well, around here it would, because that would show up on a, when they do their police check on you for employment, that would show up on there. You were arrested, you spent this much time in jail, and it does hurt people in trying to find work and stuff, especially when, I mean, I don't know, I've known people, I was one myself, I had a second chance there, and I took the best advantage of it, but I had an education behind me and stuff, and a lot of these people don't, and I see it all the time. They arrest a guy, and they give him a big-ass fine, and they want him to go drug and alcohol classes and pay for them, too, and everything else, and he can't do it, so they fine him for contempt of court or whatever, and they throw him back in jail, and hell, we're not going to win.
No, I'm just using, you know, marijuana as an example. I'm not using it as a specific. But when you look at the two alternatives, you know, as to whether somebody should, you know, go to prison and get a small fine for a nonviolent act, or get a huge fine and go to a county jail. Which one is, you know, are the people of the state and the inmate themselves, which one are they better off having? Yeah, that county jail may follow them around, but after 2 or 3 or 5 years or 6 or 8 years, okay, when you have behaved yourself and you're still paying off your fine, and it shows, hey, you got something that you can look at. Yeah, I was in jail 8 years ago, but look, I've been paying my fine, and it's been paid, you know, blah, 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 you know. It doesn't have to be huge amounts, okay? I'm not talking about paying huge amounts, you know, $50 a month.
I don't know why they can't, if they put them in the county jail, they can't use them to do work around the county.
True.
You know. And you do them just like you do state pay. Here in Indiana, if you get sentenced, a lot of the people, 6 months or more, are still in the county jail for a year, up to 2 years here. But the Department of Corrections reimburses the county for housing them.
Say that again.
The Department of Corrections in the state of Indiana reimburses Jackson County for housing inmates that should be up at prison, that have like a year or 2 years to do.
Mm-hmm.
They keep them here at the county jail, the Department of Corrections reimburses them, and it's a ridiculous amount. But the problem is, we're still paying. And if you let these people have access to an extra amount of money, you know what they're going to do with it. It's just going to be more corruption.
Well, you know, I don't know, but I'm going to go look it up.
Fines, they already had fines and restitution and things like that. I don't see increasing fines as being a deterrent, whereas, like, there are some things that I'm like, this methamphetamine, why do they keep letting the people out and take them and arrest them again and out and arrest them again? Why not 2 strikes, you're out, a flat time for that? And those are the people you need off your streets.
Right, okay.
But
because it's you and I that are paying for that, Bill.
That's true.
And you know what? It's the people that are paying for that. And if they work, I don't care if they're getting $2 a day or whatever, okay? You know, the cost of what it costs per inmate to keep those people in prison is ridiculous when you think about it.
Doesn't cost Sheriff Joe that much.
it's ridiculous because there is so much corruption involved there, Michael. That's why it costs us so much. It's a prison. It's just like our government. The people running the prisons are corrupt too. There's your huge, one of your major costs. The other cost is you're not letting the inmates produce. You're buying the food, you're buying the clothes, you're paying the guards and everything else. If you let prisons be self-sustaining again, grow their own food, make their own clothes, if they grow extra food, you give it to the poor. And And if they make, they can make extra clothing, they can give that to the poor. It's, you know, but utilize that workforce while you have it. Don't just keep them locked up and doing nothing. That just breeds contempt. Some of these people, you might actually teach a skill they can use when they get back out on the street. You look at Arpaio in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
He took over the dog place down there, the animal shelter. And he may have turned it into where it was making a profit. And he was using inmates to take care of the animals.
I think that's great.
And it had been losing big money, and he took it over, and it started making money. So see, there's an example. Utilize it, though. When you're not utilizing it, it's like paying for a bulldozer and it just sitting there.
Right.
You need to use it.
And we're not using very much of it right now, if any.
Oh, no, we're not. It's like the wildfire thing. Here, they have a work camp in a forestry. Half the guys keep the forestry maintained. They also pick up walnuts and stuff like that and plant trees and do that during other parts of the year, whatever, but they work in the forestry. The other half of them get on a bus and go out and work along the highways. And the money it saves the state from having to hire people to do the forestry and to cut the grass and stuff on the highways easily maintains the camp. There's just one thing the government that is wrong is when we're paying for a prison system that could be paying for itself. There's just, you could go through the every little facet of the government and everything else, and you'll find the same kind of problems. We are so corrupt from the local levels to the state levels to the federal level.
Sir.
Yes.
Is this a recording, or are you live?
I'm live.
You're live. Okay. I am a global economics investigative researcher, okay? I do talk radio, okay, every week, okay, and I understand completely what you are talking about, okay? Every aspect of it.
Okay.
So how can I help you? If you're trying to educate me, I am 1,000 times educated more than the average person.
Okay. Phil?
Well,
you can ask me any question you want, and I'll answer it, okay?
I'm not trying to educate you, Michael. I know you're a fairly sharp guy. But when I'm talking about wasting money, we waste so much money because of corruption.
That's so true.
Oh, I understand that completely.
And we cannot change things unless we change things on local levels, state levels, and all the way up. If we just change things at the top and all the rest of it is still corrupt, we're not gaining.
How far up are you talking about going?
All the way.
Define all the way.
To me, all the way up goes past the President of the United States. It goes all the way to the elite ones trying to pull the strings of the President of the United States and the rest of us.
Okay, well, you're absolutely right about that, but the biggest impact right now on the United States, on the United States government, on all of the corporations that have, been used to pay off government officials is the United Nations. The United Nations is like, it's unbelievable. Agenda 21 is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. It needs to be gone.
It's a bad comedy. It is. Because to think that they are so full of themselves, I don't know if did you see some of the demands that was being thrown at the Rio, the Rio conference?
I do so much research that.
They were so ridiculous, Michael. They were so ridiculous. Some of these demands that some of these places were making. But the UN, Linda and I think it was a couple weeks ago, Linda and I filled in for someone, and we talked about the UN. The UN is a major, major problem, not only for the United States, but for the world, because they don't have anybody's best interest but the elitists that are pulling their strings in mind.
You're right. You're exactly 100% right. You don't ever hear about the actual very little about the actual global elite, okay? The Bilderbergs and all the rest of them, okay? Because they're spread out all around the world, okay? In their little hiding spots, but they have enough money to be able to pay off and get done what they need to get done through the United Nations, through the presidents, and our president, President Obama was not even elected, okay? He was put into place by the global elite. He was a bought and paid for votes, okay? People were paid to go and vote for him. They were driven to go and vote for him.
Well, I'm one of them guys that, Michael, I believe that Obama's like a Manchurian candidate.
He's a who?
He's a Manchurian candidate.
What is, define that,
He's
Manchurian.
He's a fake. He's created.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything that he said before he, while he was running, before he was elected, everything was a lie. He has never done anything positive that he said he was going to do. Not even one thing. Not even one.
Hello, 941. Is that you, Robert?
It's me. Is that Linda or Yola?
It's Yola.
And we sit back here and we see this global elite pulling strings all over the world. They're the ones behind the carbon scam. They're the ones behind this whole using the environment as a reason to create a global government. I guess who's going to be in charge? You may never hear of them, but they'll keep a front group. They always have. They always do. They have many front groups.
I think
more and more the world is awakening to them, who they are and what they've done.
You're gonna laugh when I tell you what just happened, okay? I'm talking to Bill right now, right? Yes, right?
Yeah.
Bill, okay. Well, I have call waiting on my telephone. And I put a be right back because I pressed it, and this guy started talking to me. Someone called here and started talking to me and telling me how corrupt our government was. Okay? But
that was the guy I heard in the background.
Yeah. So, and I don't know how this thing got switched off. So I'm just going on and on. I'm not taking no shit from no one. Excuse my language. So, I don't know how I got back into here. This stupid-ass phone I got, it's like I'm going to throw it out the window and Oh, man.
I
so whatever I said over the last 10 minutes is like, you know, that wasn't me, okay, because that's not the way I would talk to my family, okay? That's the way I would talk to these idiots that call on the phone.
Well, I kept hearing you calling him, sir.
Don't you see me off for a second, I'll tell you.
And I thought, why is he calling Bill, sir? You had me.
Well,
I'm all right, though. I can understand the situation. I totally can.
I'm not going to let somebody sit here and tell me, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know, I mean, I'm sorry. You know, I've already done this since 2006 full-time. You know, I have more than, I have, you know, thousands of hours that I put into research in this. You know, it's like, and I'm not going to let some guy tell me, you know, that this is going on or that's going on. We need to do this or need to do that, you know. I know what needs to be done, you know. It's like.
Yeah, we've been after this for a while. We know what's got to be done, and we know who's at the top, and we know who we got to bring down. And that's what scares me about Mitt Romney, Michael, is I think we're just going from, you know, the same thing.
I don't think it's about a president, Bill. A single president has limited power as to what he's going to be able to do. Okay. And
well, that, now I'm going to ask you something. You just think about this. This is I don't think a single president could put as much pressure on the Congress and the Senate to just sit there and be silent. It would have to be the global elite putting that kind of pressure on these people for them to sit there and utter silence.
Exactly. I agree. And since you asked me a question, no, I'm allowed to ask you one, okay? Does
All
the
right.
government work for the people, or does the people work for the government?
Well, right now it's the people working for the government.
No, what is the way that it should be?
The way it should be is the government should work for the people.
The government should work for the people. Okay. And we don't, you and I and Yola and many other people do not have any control. We have lost, okay, because of the United Nations, the global elite, because of their money, because of their power, because of their greed, because of their agenda. We have lost what we once had. And the only way we're going to get it back is to do certain things a certain way. And it doesn't get any simpler than that. You know, shopping at Walmart, you know, people say, well, that's all I can afford, you know, is to go shop at Walmart. Well, I'm telling you right now. Okay, and I'll argue night and day with anybody. Every time you buy something from Walmart, you are supporting short, slanty-eyed people over in China.
Well, I don't patronize Walmart. I have so many reasons not to. If I can't find it in a small town, I'll go somewhere else, but I'm not going to Walmart.
I don't go there myself.
We can fight these people.
And there's other places I won't patronize either.
No, I don't patronize banks, period.
Well, I try not to.
You know, I mean, unless you need a bank for a specific, absolute reason, you know, go ahead. But, you know, having a credit card, in my mind, is not an absolute reason to patronize a bank.
I don't have a credit card. I do have a debit card, but
I do too.
That's just for cash. You know, if I ain't got it, I can't get it, and that's cool.
Exactly.
I don't need it.
Exactly. I'll go put, you know, $50 in the bank. I'll come home, and a half hour later, that $50 is gone on my debit card because I used it on the internet or something.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You know.
Pay your phone bill or whatever.
I'm not going to leave money in the bank for other people to play with, okay? Because you are supporting global banking. Go ahead, Yola.
Thank you. Robert has been in the line here for quite a few minutes. You want to say
Robert,
hello?
Hello, Robert, and what are your thoughts on it, Robert?
Well, I tell you, this morning I had a rude awakening. I never got anything in the mail about my health care insurance going up, right? Nothing warning me at all, right? My health care premium insurance was $429 a month, right? I never had a premium go up during the cycle year, right? Ever. So now my medical insurance a month now for a single 56-year-old male is $509 a month.
Damn.
It increased 20%, and I almost stroked out when I saw it because I wasn't.
Well, we know who to thank for that.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's why I said it. Obamacare is already in fruition. I've been saying that from day one since I've been on the show, and it is.
Well,
just,
they said April, didn't they, of 2012?
No, Michelle, it's from January to January.
I thought they'd say that. No, I mean, didn't they say from the beginning that the changes would be start to be seen in April 2012?
Yes.
You're absolutely right. I think you're right, Yellow, but at least give me a warning through the mail. I never received one. You know what I'm saying?
He should have got a warning. You should.
Yeah.
So you can expect that. I mean, even though it's in front of the Supreme Court, he's still pushing it, enacting parts of it. That all has to come back out. He's already accessed money out of it, you know. And if he loses, then we're going to, you know, somehow it'll end up bad. We'll lose more money.
So now the moral of the story is I have to work harder for $80 a month extra.
Yep.
Well, that's the moral of the story. And Michael's absolutely right. We've been battling. Michael and I have been we've been going at it back and forth since I met Michael on the phone, and we've been discussing this and all. And I mean, what the hell are we going to do? We have no control over it now. Now we have no control.
The end goal, Robert, is they'll have a global health care.
Think
about that. Well, yeah, they want to. It's a global agenda they're pushing. It'll be global health
left. Yeah, so we're most likely better off living in Canada and call it a day now.
Well,
right.
When you look, the globalists want to control all the food, all the water. They're going to control all the health care. They're going to control all the business. They're going to control all the anything, the resources, and everything else. That's what they're after.
It's unbelievable.
That's the whole agenda. It is unbelievable, but it's exactly what they're after. They want to make
that
serves in their kingdom.
Well, you exactly. know, I was, but you know, a year and a half ago, before I came on the show, I was saving so much money to pay for my education and paying for my health insurance and paying for my, you know, my homeowners and women's club with no problem. I had no problem doing that. But Bill Strong, now it's me making almost $50,000 a year, okay? Now the economy has beat me to the point where I can't save anymore to pay for my insurances. That's what's flipping me out.
Well,
Michael, if you have any opinions on that, please let me know and tell me what to do. Seriously, Michael, I need your help on this.
He's got a call back in. I'm waiting for him.
Yeah, well, Robert, I'm telling you, you're going through what a lot of us. No.
He was having a problem with the phone. He still is, obviously.
Robert,
yes,
a lot of other people are going through the same thing right now that you're going through.
I understand.
And I hate to tell you this, my friend, but it's only going to get worse.
I know, man. I mean, what is a guy, I mean, hell, I got to the point where I said, so hell, I might as well, you know, go to a strip bar, become a male stripper, and make some money now.
Well, you know, somebody's got to do it. I know what you mean. Around here, there are jobs, but the jobs they're bringing in jobs that's going to require certain skills and this and that, and they're going to have to bring people in, they say, to do those jobs. So that's not really helping our community any, except it's helping the tax base, which is helping the politicians spend more. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're annexing some more property, and us, you know, we'll build more new houses for these new people coming in. Doesn't matter. We got 500 empty houses sitting around the county,
right,
or more. It's amazing when you drive through some neighborhoods and there's not every house on the street's empty.
Yeah,
well, they've been foreclosed on.
Yeah, exactly. That's the same way in my neighborhood. Same way. It's unbelievable.
My wife was in the business, Robert, of cleaning out foreclosed homes and mowing the grass and getting them ready for market.
Right.
She could not keep up. She had 7, 8, 9 crews and still could not keep up.
Really?
Really.
That quick of a turnaround, right?
Oh, it does.
Wow.
And,
are
you
there?
I don't know what to tell people, and they're like, you know, I try to help as many people as I can. I try to give people ideas of, well, here, try doing this and start your own business and things. To pull together. This is when neighbor has to look out for neighbor, family has to look out for family, and that's do things together. If you can, grow a garden. If you can't, get the hell out of that neighborhood and get in one where you can.
Right. Well, you know, that's where it's headed. I mean, my friend and I are thinking about opening up, having our own business. But we just haven't found our niche yet. We're looking for a niche so we can, you know, do something, you know, to subsidize our incomes. I mean, between the both of us, we're doing okay, but we're struggling. I mean, we're still struggling. It's not. I don't know. I'm trying to comprehend it, Bill, and I'm trying to digest all this stuff. But I had to do, you know, I had to do a lot of juggling with my finances to keep them safe and intact to beat this damn depression. But I don't think no money is secure no matter where you have it, number one. And number two, they're gonna find a way to steal it no matter what. That's my next quest of wondering if that's their plan. But you know as good as well as I do, you know that's going to be the next step, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. Right now, you're going to see a huge push to push the global agenda for fear Obama's going to lose.
Yeah.
And you're seeing but you're also seeing this whole state standing up and saying, we ain't doing that. Alabama did it.
Right.
Yeah, and that's what it takes. And to return things to where a person can afford to live and put back and save and stuff, we've got to turn the nation around and head it the other direction. Right now we're headed for a big crash course. Crash. If we don't turn it around, it's going to be a fatality.
Well, you know, even the global elite can see that the people have become frustrated with Obama, okay? And they don't expect him to win again. But they have the power and the money to put whoever they want in there, okay? If they want to put Mitt Romney in there, they will. And do you know who endorsed Mitt Romney publicly down in Texas a little over a month ago? George Bush, okay? A proven member of the global elite, okay, endorsed Mitt Romney. What does
exactly.
that say? What does that say? That global elite are written all over it.
Well, I've said it, and I know you heard me say it, Robert, or Michael and Robert, Yola. Our choices for the last, I don't know how long, it's been between two puppets of the global elite. A Dem and a Republic, but they've both been a puppet of the global elite. Bush and who the hell did he run against? But Bush won, Clinton both times, their opponents. Bush 2 with Gore, Bush 2 with Kerry, both of them global elitists. McCain and Obama, same thing. Romney, Obama, same thing. No matter who we choose, it's a global puppet.
Sure.
That's because it's not the people. I mean, we don't even count presidential votes in the United States. How ridiculous is that? They get counted in a foreign country.
Just,
that is a bunch of bull crap.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life, to have our votes counted elsewhere.
If you're trying to put faith and trust back in the boat, that sure as hell ain't going to do it.
No, it's not. But do people know this? Do they believe it?
Do they know that Soros is involved with the company that is going to be counting the votes?
Oh, of course not.
And I'm going to tell you this, okay? And, you know, I may lose the respect of some people, and, you know, that's fine, okay? That's fine, okay? Because voting is not what it's going to take to get this country back. Your vote counts about as much as, and I'll just leave it at that, okay? I'm not even going to say what
no,
I am saying. The people do not elect.
Last time around.
You know, the global elite pay for and buy the people they want in there to complete and help complete their agenda. It doesn't.
Exactly.
It's not any simpler or plainer.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, but when you go out and vote, it's a waste of time. It's a waste, unless it might be done locally in your city where Agenda 21 is already creeped in and has a firm stronghold, even in local communities as small as 2,000 and 3,000 people, okay, throughout this country. And unless you are electing local people, a vote may count. But when you're talking, you know, government officials and the president, your vote is—it's useless. It's useless.
Electoral College elects the president.
You think?
Well, they elect him. It's, the thing is, who's telling them who to elect?
Well, there you go. It's just it's a roundabout way. It's what the global elite does. They have a roundabout way. They never do anything directly. You never hear, well, the global elite is planning this agenda for this, you know, and the Bilderberg Group is going to do this, okay? They use other groups, the United Nations. They use other plans and agendas.
They use the WHO. They use, you know, many other world organizations. They use them all.
a lot of people don't know, okay, that they own Hollywood, okay? They own everything you see on television, at the movies, on the radio. They own it all. They buy and pay for what they want, and they have an agenda that they promote in doing so.
They have definitely spent their time and their efforts into controlling everything.
You wonder why we have so much religion? Why there's so much religion and not really true Christians that have a good, strong relationship with Christ, okay, a spiritual relationship? And there is, you know. I'm not one of these people that, you know, I'm not into, you know, spaceships and aliens and all of this. But they have controlled, they have used mind control through the use of media to control people, okay? They have influenced them through our education throughout this country and throughout the media of this country to basically tell people what they want them to know and not what really is the truth. And that's why there are so many people that are not willing to do anything, that just sit back and don't care because they think everything is all right because they heard that on TV or they saw that in a textbook.
Well, you can't believe everything you read and see.
I'm going to take a break here. I'm on a rant, so.
Have we not learned that through all this that we do is we keep having to check and cross-check and recheck and stuff because we want to make sure we're telling what we're talking about is right. And if you're not doing that, well, you can't do that through the media. They tell you something, that's it. Remember when there was that big subliminal message to, scare that went around years ago and the department stores were playing subliminal messages to get you to buy? Well,
yep.
What makes you, I would about guarantee you, I would lay money on it that our government has done that to us through media and stuff.
Well,
it's tried to
you're right. You're right, Bill. Yeah. Bill, when I was in ninth grade, right, and I was taking civics, and then we had an essay question. And the essay question was, what does the Declaration of Independence mean to you? And my answer was really short and sweet. I put, freedom and justice for all. Right?
Right.
My teacher marked it wrong and flunked me in civics because of that answer. Not only did he flunk me, he called in my parents because I had too much of a radical answer.
Wow. Now see, that would never happen around here. One, they'd be amazed that you got it right.
Now who was a socialist back then? Obviously.
Well,
right?
Well, yeah. This has been going on for a long time, Robert. A long time. This has been, I mean, we're talking way before us. The ideology came to be, and the global elite started their move.
I understand. It's all falling into place now. It's like a flashback. You're starting to flashback your point in time back. You and I grew up in the 50s and 60s, and now I'm seeing everything that I remember from the 50s and 60s. And it's like, wow, I'm starting to go, the son of a bitch, my own family was in on it at times.
Well, a lot of people's families were, not knowingly. When you were voting, when you were helping mold this to what we have today, they use people, and that's what always happens. Anytime
right.
you have anytime you have an elitist trying to control everybody, he just wants to use people. You're nothing but a serf. You're there to serve him at his whim. You're there to amuse him if he so sees it. And some of these people are pretty morbid. But they've gotten this far, and they've gotten all these little pieces put into a place where they can snap it all together.
Mm-hmm.
And they're starting to snap it together.
Exactly. I mean, it's like if you think about it, Bill. I mean, when I thought about it these past 2 days, it's just psychologically speaking. I think I mentioned it on the show. And I don't know if I mentioned it or not, but I'll give it to you in a nutshell. Psychologically speaking, and psychologically speaking is this. Is that I think they literally sit up all night long deviating all these different plans behind our backs to see how well they can really mess us up and cause us financial stress.
It's amusing to them, Robert. It's amusing
to
them. That they're gaining all this control, and they're watching people suffer. Some people aren't. Some people are, but they're playing. They're trying to play God.
So I'm right in my summation.
More than likely, yes. Psychologically, they're trying to break everyone down to be moldable to what they want everyone to be, their idea of what you should be, not yours, theirs, and that's just part of the problem. That's part of how the agenda works. When you want a pliable civilization that is easily maneuvered, easily handled and controlled, you work to create
mm-hmm.
that one. And they
right.
had to start many years ago to get to there. Think of the ages of these liberal professors and stuff that are teaching our kids today. And they've been socialists their whole lives, waiting for these moments to and indoctrinate our children into their ideology. No matter how wrong it is, no matter how failed it is, they just keep pushing it.
Well, now I'm just like, you know, I'm beginning to understand the game. Now I'm beginning to think real strong that we have to learn how to really. Now we have to. Right now they think they got us a checkmate, but I really don't think they have us a checkmate. I really don't. They don't have us a checkmate.
If you knew some of the things I've talked about with people, some things I've done, Robert, you know that I'm a big fan of reverse psychology.
I know
if
you
they
are.
They say something, I will turn it around and use it against them.
Yeah, you're good at that, too.
To me, it's just common logic.
Right.
You know, when the union started talking, I'm like, well, you know, it's your brothers and sisters, your kids and daughters, your wives and relatives and all them that are suffering from these things that your union leadership is doing. Now,
right.
Who do you owe the most allegiance to, your daughter, your son, your family, or to the union leaders?
Right.
Well, most men will pick their family.
You're so funny, Paul Scott.
Well, that's how you have to do them, because it's their own. They don't understand our logic, so you use their own logic back at them.
Oh, absolutely. Oh yeah. I mean, you have to now. And when you use their own logic against them, they get so frazzled they don't know what to do with themselves. They can't stand it. They just can't stand it. They really can't. It's amazing. I'm having a good time. I owe you guys so much because you taught me, Michael's taught me about the banks. And Ron's taught me about the Constitution. You go into different details and different aspects of it. I mean, I learned so much from you guys. Is that all?
I've learned so much from Ron and from Michael and others. I was never big on the monetary system, and I was never big on some other issues and stuff. I learned a lot about the Constitution from Ron. I had been out there for years fighting against illegal immigration, and I woke up to a 10 to 21 when I started fighting it. People's like, well, you're some kind of nutball. There ain't no such thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what?
Well,
who's the nutball now?
They've cornered every aspect where we thought, what we thought we were raised to be. Basically, what they've done, Bill Strong, is they cornered all the Ten Commandments and broke them. As far as I'm concerned.
Well, they have to break down the culture, Robert. They have to tear down the culture. They're trying to establish their own global culture. And to do that, well, that's illegal immigration. One way to do it is you flood the country with illegals who aren't assimilating, and they bring their culture here, and it starts tearing down the American culture. Then you bring in the Islam, and it starts tearing down the American culture and establishing their own culture. And you get everybody divided and trying to do their own things, and multiculturalism does not work. And you've destroyed the culture. You destroy the religion. You destroy the education system. You destroy them financially and economically. And then you get them in the position where everybody's dependent on the government or the whatever, and then they got you. Then they go to the global elite. You take over everything. You regulate the crap out of everything. They're using the EPA to do that and all these other organizations. You tear down this system of justice, and we're seeing that done by Holder and Janet Napolitano.
Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable.
On the same token, we can turn around. And if we can tear out one of the columns that's holding up a 10 to 21, the rest of it will start to crumble. And that's what we got to do. That's what we got to do. We've got to attack and tear down a column of Agenda 21. If you expose the climate scam for what it truly is, it is nothing more than a scam for elitists to tax countries and stuff and make themselves trillionaires overnight. We currently have no trillionaires that I know of. It will make trillionaires almost overnight if global carbon taxes are scammed or passed.
You know, Bill, speaking of Agenda 21, it's just like my water bill always ran between $75 and $85 a month, right? I don't have a leak in my house. You know, my water bill was raised this past month. It's already starting. $105 just for water a month.
That's ridiculous. But we're going to see it. I live in an area that's our electricity is coal-powered, and with the new regulations, we're going to see a big hit on our electric bills. We know it.
I'm already paying $220 a month on my own power bill every month. $220 a month. And I'm even on the budget plan. So between my health care bill a month and my power bill, you mark that down. Who's living?
Well, that's it. We're just surviving. We're surviving.
We're not living. We're surviving. I've been saying this from day one. From day one. And it's coming true. Now it's really coming true, Bill. Now it's really, really, it's in fruition now. Today woke me up. It was like a bullseye. It was like someone just got a dartboard, a dart that shot me through the eyes today when I saw my healthcare bill. Really.
That's the whole thing. They get you where they want you, make you dependent upon them. And you're seeing it. They're trying to back you down into a corner. And only there's going to be a lot of people that will succumb to that, Robert. A lot of them. But there's also going to be a lot of people out there that say, well, you're full of crap because I'm growing my own food. You know, I can survive no matter what you do.
Exactly. You know, I mean.
And those are the people that they'll want to round up and get rid of, because they don't want anybody who knows how to survive.
No, no, no.
But they might spring the idea of freedom on other people again. We got to get rid of this idea of freedom and liberty. The only freedom and liberty there is what the collective lets you have.
I think you're right. You know, you're right again. I mean, it's now. I'm trying to lose.
Now, Florida, you guys rejected the high speed rail, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
That high speed rail will keep coming back because that high speed rail is part of Agenda 21.
It
will connect the cities, the metropolitan areas where people are, to other ones. And other than that, you won't be allowed to get off that highway. And that is if you're even allowed to travel, because not everybody's going to be allowed to travel.
A lot of people will have to
stay in that metropolitan area, work where they're towed, live where they're towed. This is the amount of food and what you can have to eat and what you can't have to eat. And, you know, this is the clothes you wear. That's how it'll be.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen that commercial, Bill, on TV where all these people are on that train and they're having their mouths over their fingers over their mouths and going, shh. Have you ever seen that commercial?
Yeah. It's disturbing.
Well, when I saw that was a blatant socialist commercial.
Yeah, totally.
Am I right?
You are. I mean, you're seeing that in so much programming anymore. You're seeing the socialist in the programming on TV. I haven't turned my TV on for over a week.
Oh, man, I got such a headache just thinking. I mean.
The other night I wanted to watch a movie, Evil Roy Slade, and I watched it on the computer. If you haven't seen it, it's a hilarious movie starring John Astin. He plays Evil Roy Slade. If I want news, I go to Breitbart or I'll go to any number of other people on the internet and get my news from them. I don't go get my news from the TV on with the TV.
Right.
I am curious about the Walker campaign, but I can follow it live online.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And that is a big deal tonight. That's a big deal tonight.
Yeah. Yola, were you saying something?
Yeah, I just got back.
I see you tried to call Yo, but if I answered the phone, I'd lose.
Yola's back.
I know. She tried to call, and if I answered the phone, I would have lost you.
Would you have? If you can't just flip back and forth between them?
I don't know. I don't trust this phone.
Oh, gotcha. Well, I just wanted somebody to know I wasn't there.
But we are tonight. I mean, if Walker wins tonight and wins big, do you know what that's going to say?
Yeah.
But do you know it could fire up Obama's people? Thinking, oh no. But I don't think it's going to help because I think there's just too many conservative people fired up this election, just like there was in 2010.
I hope so.
They thought we all went away and hid or something. They didn't realize that we was busy working on local elections, state elections, and things like that.
Right.
And they can still say, where's the Tea Party? Tea Party's dead. But Richard Lugar will tell you different.
Yeah, you think?
Oh, I think. And I think there's several other senators that would tell you different that recently lost their jobs to a Tea Party candidate.
I would think so, too.
We went to work. We did our screening, then we went to work.
Have you looked at the results yet, Mr. Goldstrom?
I haven't seen anything yet, Robert.
Okay.
I heard from him.
What'd you hear, Joe?
Drudge's report was saying that he was going to keep his seat. I don't know if it's true or not, but that's so far what was up.
Well, that's awesome. Let's hope that holds true. Let's hope that holds true.
Now that I get your audience and fighting to get back on, I'm going to go get something to drink. I'll be right back. I'm not touching the computer.
My question would be this. The unions lose. Boy, how much money are they going to be in the hole from these last two elections?
I don't know, Bill Strong, but I was telling Ron the other night, I don't know if you were listening, but since I've been receiving phone calls from the ALF-CIO in Washington, they just hang up. I don't know what that means. I don't know if I'm a bartender or not. What do you think, Bill Strong?
Sometimes I'm like that deer in headlights. I'm looking at what's going on. I'm like, this just can't be happening. I have this look. I can't help it. It's the face God gave me, and my wife has told me sometimes that, you know, you look mean. Your face is your face. What the hell can I do? It's the face God gave me. If someone says something that I think is off the wall or out of line, I can turn and look. And I can be an intimidating person. And it's not that I intend to be. I'm more quizzical. It's like, what'd you say? Where the hell did you get that?
Yeah, but, exactly.
It does come in handy around a lot of liberals.
I just like when you mentioned the rail in Florida. But God, the sad part of what Governor Scott's doing here in Florida is like he's really cutting people off of disability left and right now. I mean, he's cutting their services and everything. I mean, it's horrible.
Well, I understand about the welfare thing and the drug thing, and I agree with him on it, but I think he didn't take that far enough. It's not right for you to drug test the citizens if you're not going to drug test the politicians. And I noticed they rejected that part. They didn't want them to do the drug testing. Well, right there should have been a dead giveaway. If they ain't willing to do it, then you shouldn't have done it on the others. It should have been on the politicians, too. As far as the disability, recently a guy I know got disability. He cuts firewood all the time. He works on cars. He does odd jobs. He does all the cooking, the cleaning and stuff, and all this and that. He got disability because he was illiterate.
Uh-huh.
That's the only reason they could have gave it to him. He doesn't read or write very much, and he has an obsession with cars. His wife passed away. He spent over $100,000 on cars. And I'm not talking big fancy cars. I'm talking he bought a whole crap load of different cars. He'd buy one, he'd sell it, and he'd go buy another one. And he blew all that money that she had put back there to say that she set him up. She set him up where he would have been perfect. But he went to doing all this with these cars, and his son, he's just as big a HMO on cars as he is. So the two of them, they're buying cars and trucks, and now they got broke. And the guy went and filed for disability and got it. And it kind of disturbs
me. Kind of disturbs me, too.
It disturbs me because I know people who should be on disability and can't get it, and others that are getting it because they're illiterate.
Yeah.
Being illiterate is not a disability. That doesn't keep you from working. There are many jobs you can do. You may not run a nuclear facility, but you're still able to find some kind of job.
No, but you know, you might learn how to do reading and writing if you attempted it. For one, doesn't matter your age. You're never too old to learn something new. Ask Terry.
That's true. The day you quit learning is probably the day you die. Because it's
exactly.
Kind of like,
so, in my sake.
Yeah, you learn something every day of the week. I mean, something happens, you learn something you didn't know.
It's true. I wouldn't know what to do with myself if I didn't have a course now and then to take. I would go ballistic. I would go nuts because that's all I, you know, I'm in, you know, I'm still a student, and that's all I know right now. But you know, I'm learning. At least I'm trying. And it's just
my big achievement last week, Robert, is I had a 74-foot trailer with no interior walls. And I had a stuff full of all kinds of things that we took out of houses when we cleaned them out. I mean, from tools and things like this. And I had some stuff out here underneath the carport. And it was like, I got to get all this stuff in a 16 by 24 room. I did it.
You did it.
I got everything I wanted to keep inside that room. It's a little tight moving around in there. But I got two aisles that I can go back and forth through stuff, and it'll do till I get this place tore down.
Yeah, when you get your mind, when you put your mind to something, you know you can do it. I mean, that's basically what people need to do. Nowadays, you just gotta focus and try to stay afloat. That's the key to this depression we're going through. But it's getting tough.
You cling to your faith. You cling to your family and your friends and your country and that's what you do. You help your neighbors if you can, and that everybody has to work together. They did this when we were kids, Robert. Our parents did it. They worked together with neighbors and stuff. And that's what's going to happen again. And that's not a bad thing to happen to America, because that brings us back to the core principles of American values and stuff again. And maybe from that we can rebuild, and it will be better than it was before, and we'll put in safeguards so we don't have all this socialist attacks coming at us.
Well, all we got to do...
We're going to have to do it on a global scale, too. And reach out to foreigners. Reach out to people in other countries. We have Oscoms on here and several others that are from different countries. Reach out to those countries. Michael lives in Michigan. I'm sure he hears all. He's not that far from Canada. He can probably pick up Canada news and stuff like that. But he's, you know, communicate to them. Canada's pretty awake about Agenda 21. I'll tell you.
So it's Agenda 21 basically is prevalent even in foreign countries too, right?
It's a global agenda. It definitely is. It is a global agenda.
Wow.
Who do you think's manipulating the collapse of the EU? The same people that's manipulating the collapse of the United States. The same people that's trying to grab control all around the world, using their proxies, the UN, the WHO, and groups like that. The same people are...
Mr. George Soros.
Yeah, well, he's a bottom peon. He's higher than Obama, but he's still a bottom peon.
Is your phone? Do you all day battery life?
What the... Hey, why do I keep getting these advertisements?
I have no idea.
Wow.
I heard Michael for a second.
It's really starting to stress me out, Bill. You have no idea.
Oh, now, we've seen some wild things out of VTR, though, yo.
Hey, Bill Strong?
Yes.
Bill Strong? I think we should change Barack's first name to Richard.
To Richard?
Yeah, the nickname Richard.
Richard Hussein Obama.
Yeah. That's a joke, Bill. It's a stupid joke. Richard Obama.
Someone said he wants to be the emperor.
The emperor?
Yeah.
Well, I think he wants to be a monarch. I think he's almost there, basically.
I think he is so far in over his head, he doesn't know what he's doing, he doesn't know what to do, and it's he's cracking under the pressure, and I think we'll continue to see him crack, especially when if he gets into any debates, he's going to crack under the pressure. He's going to scream, he's going to holler, he's going to throw a tantrum.
Like he always does. But I didn't understand Clinton's remark today. I don't know if you heard it yesterday, maybe. I don't know. But Clinton made a remark about...
About Romney being a calamity for the country?
Yes, that's it. Thank you. You hit it right,
Bill Clinton was a calamity for the country.
I'll be back sometime this week.
It showed we lacked moral strength and stuff. Because we should have did more than impeach him. We should have removed him from office. I don't care if he had 2 days left. He should have been removed and scorned. Instead, he's put out there as some kind of saint from the Democratic Party. Well, I got news for him. Barack Obama's not Bill Clinton. And it's not the same. Bill Clinton had to work with a Republican-led Congress. Barack Obama refuses to work. In his ideology, compromising means he gets his way.
Well, did you get the impression that he said that if Obama was trying to be like Romney and move to the center, he might have a chance? Was that my impression?
Well, if you ask me, Romney's a little bit off-center himself to the left.
You think so?
I think he is. He's like I said, he would not have been the guy I would have chose. If that's the guy it is, that's who I got to vote for. But he would not have been the guy I chose. There are things about Romney that just tells me this is bad. One, he can't remain consistent on an issue.
Yeah, he worries me. He's too much of a flip-flapper, and everything he has always been.
We had some good candidates out there, and Romney didn't have no problem attacking them and others attacking them. But now he wants to treat Obama with kid gloves. No, take them off.
I mean, I just can't. I don't know. I don't know what to do, Bill Strong. I know I should vote, but if Rob Paul's on the ticket, I might as well vote for him. I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Well,
I
don't think anybody's going to know for sure what they're going to do until it comes after the convention. Tampa, and it'll be clearer then what people are going to do. But I'm telling you that no matter who it is that comes out, no matter who it is, we got to support them because we cannot take another 4 years of Obama. No way, no way, no way.
Yeah, we don't really have a choice, but it feels like we're... To me, to me, it feels like we are just taking whatever they'll give us. We're not doing anything to prevent it. We're not trying to stop it. I don't know. It just feels wrong.
Well, I'm going to be honest here. The good book doesn't say that it gets better. It ain't supposed to get better till the return.
This is true.
So it's going to continue to slide downhill. It's to be prepared to live through that sliding downhill. And to be prepared is, like I said, that's when you've got to restore the neighbor and family unity thing and looking out for each other. And it's when Americans are going to have to start looking out for Americans. I read all kinds of stuff. I hear all the time about martial law. I don't see it happening unless it looks like Obama's going to lose. He may try something that desperate. But I don't put it past the UN to try to push, because so many people have awoken to Agenda 21 now. And so many more people are reporting on it. And so many communities and states are standing up and starting to fight against it. Fuck it. And other countries are starting to question. Countries are starting to question the UN. Canada pulled out of the deal with where they put Mugabe as a tourist, one of the tourist committee or something at the UN. And I don't blame Canada, but the U.S. remains silent. Yeah. Silence is a form of speaking, whether they know it or not.
It sure is.
And the silence of our government scares me sometimes on certain issues. The Middle East is about, who knows, the Middle East is always about to blow. It has been through my lifetime. And it's in a bad place now. And you don't know what Obama will use for political gain. He will use anything, just like he's touting killing Osama.
He's have to use this if Walker stays in. If they do not win, you know what I mean? If the other side does not win by getting him out, he can very well use that as to start something.
Oh, yeah, because I wouldn't be surprised there won't be riots and stuff if Walker wins.
Exactly.
But if Walker lost, I could see all kinds of investigations into voter fraud and this and that.
Oh, for
because,
sure.
A liberal judge was giving them an open path to do it when he blocked stuff the other day. You know, they wouldn't let him purge the voter rolls of people like Donald Duck and Mickey Mouse. It tells you they were willing to do anything, anything, cheat, lie, steal, probably even murder if they had to.
Yeah.
They were willing to do anything. And that's the kind of mentality we're fighting. And we're fighting it with a mentality of let's use our heads and not our brawn.
Right. So right
they
now,
are,
our hands are tied and they're loving it.
We're playing adults and children. And the right is the adults and the left is the children.
Yeah.
Look at their actions.
Yeah.
And you got Van Jones out there running around spouting. What's it, the new dream? I got news for him. He's trying to compare himself to the great MLK Jr. He is so far off from being that kind of person, so far off from being that kind of man, that it's funny. You're no MLK, Van, and you're never going to be.
No.
Two different kinds of ideologies, two different kinds of people. And I guarantee it to you, he might be screaming share the wealth, but this dude's putting some wealth back for himself.
Sure is.
I don't know why anybody would invite him to speak.
Wow. Amazing.
Here, we have, on 4th of July, we have a little town called Pekin. And Pekin has a long, the name of it is Pekin. P-E-K-I-N. And Pekin has the longest running 4th of July celebration in the nation.
Now, see, we should have done a week early, Bill.
Yeah, we should have. They have a little flea market there and stuff. But on Sunday, they have this big parade. And there's like more people that drive through the town than live there in this parade. But every politician within anywhere close shows up at that parade and marches in it.
That's cool.
And it's not always good, because, you know, if they don't like you, they'll let you know.
Yeah.
But it just gets me that this little town, I don't know how many people live in Pekin, it's not very many. But this little town has a celebration, and for some reason, every politician hits this little town that normally would never come near this town. And it's both sides. And they'll have everybody out there walking with them and all dressed in the same color and stuff. It's a shame that you're not allowed to throw rotting vegetation anymore. Because I'm telling you, I'd have done it a couple of years ago when Baron Hill was marching through the town. I would have hit him with a cabbage or something. And I think we should have them, I think we should bring them back and put them in D.C. so that when someone like Nancy Pelosi says something like, we got to pass a bill so you can find out what's in it, we take her out and lock her in the stocks and everybody throws tomatoes and cabbage and lettuce and whatever, because she's obviously stupid, and you make an example out of her. Now, some people say I'm cruel. Hey, I'm not waterboarding them. I would, but I'm not.
Right? My granddaughter in the Memorial Day parade here got to carry the American flag. I could not have been prouder. It just made my day.
I've never witnessed it in person, and I don't think I could take it. I don't know what I would do, and that is to watch someone burn my flag. I don't think I could contain myself. I really don't.
There's a way it's supposed to be done because they're damaged from being outside. And under those circumstances, I can do that.
Well, that's right. But to just go out there and burn my flag and stomp all over it and stuff. I don't know that I could contain myself.
Okay.
Did you understand what I said
about my granddaughter?
Go ahead.
Did you misunderstand what I said about my granddaughter?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. You're talking about someone carrying a flag, and that's something to be proud of.
Yes.
But I'm talking about when people show up at an event like that and they want to burn the flag.
Right.
That just goes through me.
They don't do that here.
When I see that flag, it has a meaning to me.
Yes.
It touches me in my heart. And to watch someone desecrate it and dishonor it, I don't know that I could stand there and just watch them do it. I don't think I could. I'm like the guy that cut the Mexican flag down out in Arizona. You know, I've never burned another country's flag. I threatened it once, but I've never done it. I'm not trying to dishonor a people or anything like that. When I fight against illegal immigration, I do it because of legality and the consequences that it's causing in my country. It has nothing to do with the people or their color or anything like that. If America really wanted to help Mexico, they would help them get rid of the corrupt system and government they got, and set up a government that's of the Mexican people and for the Mexican people and by the Mexican people. And let the Mexican people run the Mexican factories.
Right. Well, Bill, there's 2 minutes left, so.
Well, I want to thank everybody for listening. Robert, Michael, and Yo, and Rod, and the people and whoever is listening, thank you all for being there. Everybody, we're getting close. We're almost a month away from July in Laney Creek Park. And can't wait. Having a little trouble finding a hog roaster. But if we have to, we'll cut that sucker up and roast it anyway.
That's right. We'll do it right on the grill.
That's right. If we can't do it that way, we'll do it.
We'll find a way.
We'll find a way. Well, there's a will.
That's right.
Robert,
I'm not going to get to meet you.
Yes, Robert. It does sadden me.
I'm sorry. I'll be there. I know I can't make it, but I'll be there in spirit.
Well, yes.
Well, hey, that counts.
When we went to D.C.,
Robert, we carried a whole bunch of pins on us.
Oh,
boy, other people.
Sure did.
Of other people's names. Because we had them there with us in spirit.
Since I can't be there now, I'm going to be there in spirit. I'll give you the honors of taking the first bite of the roasted pig.
Well, there you go. I was going to give that to Hollis. he's done so much for us. We got to give Hollis the first bite.
I'll be glad that you even share it with Michael or Ron.
Well, there you go. But I don't know if we're going to be able to do it, but I know a few of us was going to try to figure out how we could
well, we'll
broadcast them there.
I don't know how we're going
to
do it either.
Well, if you try doing it,
Somebody's going to have to bring their laptop.
Well, I'll bring my laptop and we'll see. I know they've got a computer down there, so they have to have a connection.
Hey, guys, 30 seconds. Got to go.
God bless America. Keep going.
God bless, Michael.
We're never going to fall as long as we have American patriots like the Patriot family and those many others out there who keep standing up and reporting and educating and keep it up. Don't stop. It is people like that that's going to save this country.
Yep.
God bless. Everyone have a great night.
In our prayers.
You too, Bill.
I'm headed to the supper table. Good night, everyone. Love you.
Good night, everyone. Love you too.
Bye, Robert.
Bye-bye. See ya.